Welcome to Rafflecast Uncut, episode 51, where I finally admit how ashamed I am to spend time with Achilles.
You should be. It's hard to walk around with something inside of you at all times.
Are you saying there's something shoved up your ass, or that when I hang out with you, you try to stick my ass?
I have a detachable penis, which I make you sit on, and you wear inside of you, and I have a little remote control on my phone, and I turn it on to vibrate whenever you're being a bad boy. And we walk around in public, you just have this vibrating dildo in your ass that I control. And I activate it at really odd moments. You can't help but have your male G-spot activated, and you just get fucking jizz all over your pants. We get like Boston Pizza. We don't even eat a Boston Pizza. We just walk in, and I make you talk to waitresses, and I turn it on full blast and want you come in your pants and you speak to these old, ugly, decrepit Boston Pizza whores. Because you know what doesn't work at Boston Pizza? Pretty women.
Tell me how you really feel. Welcome to Rafflecast 51, everyone. Listen. We're off to a great start.
I just broke up with my girlfriend. I'm not in
the... Yeah, you're not in
the... I'm not in a good place.
It was going quite dark there. Yeah. I wanted you to keep going.
To be fair, though, she did break up for me for, you know, cheating on her every day with 100 different women, including her family members.
So it may have been deserved.
Deserved is a strong word.
Whoa. Family members? What, like, is it, you talking moms or sisters here?
Mom, cat, sister.
Oh, Jesus.
Drum set that
the whole
she used
family.
To own. I tracked down the drum set she sold on Kijiji and had sex with that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I went hard.
And this was before you broke up.
That's right. And you know what? These things just happen.
It's a natural progression of a relationship.
You can't help where your heart goes, and sometimes your heart goes inside of 100 women's vaginas you meet at bars. Sometimes it's where that goes.
I guess.
That's not, none of this is true. Well...
there's some truth in there somewhere.
There's a hint of truth. I did fuck that drum set. So here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna have a loose format. Next week we might even fucking start from number one.
Maybe
start from scratch.
See. Yeah.
All this
reboot.
Shit. We'll keep it. We'll keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
start it brand new with the same name.
Oh yeah.
Just to make things confusing.
Can
we call it like Rafflecast V2 E1?
That won't make it confusing at all.
Well, it's like The Office. Like after I download an episode of The Office legally. We're kidding. Can you even download Office legally? It has.
Can't download Game of Thrones legally.
God, that's a good fucking show.
Yeah, it is.
Can
great.
We just talk? Listen, yeah. No, what we're rebooting this as? We're just going to recap Game of Thrones each week. We're not actually going to talk about any of it. We're not going to talk about Baelor, the Red Priest, or how fucking hot Sansa Stark's going to be in 2 years when she's 18. We're just going to be like, man, that show's fucking awesome.
Man, that'll be the whole podcast.
Did you like the last episode? Yeah. And that's it. Boom. In and out.
Done.
A million subscribers in a day.
Everyone will be dying to tune into that.
The fuck were you talking about?
Quality content.
How long have we been... This has been going on
we're
for
going,
5 minutes.
We're going. This is great.
This
keep
is
it going.
Great is just the wrong word. The
this
worst
is, this
possible
is what
word.
This is what we need. This is what our listeners need. They need assurances from us that the quality of our show is going to be increasing.
Just the worst. Listen, this started off like an uncut, and I'm sorry. People tune into Rafflecast for professionalism.
Obviously.
And we're not giving it to them.
No.
But it ends now.
Right. Here.
The buck stops here.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? The buck stops here. Is that the right word?
Yeah. That's
what
the
is
saying.
The buck?
Fucked if I know. Like is that like a buck? Like an isn't that like a deer or like
let's
a male deer?
Yeah.
Or?
Let's work this out. So let's say a male deer was fucking just charging, knocking over some Indian teepees, and then this guy's like, no, the buck stops here, and he tomahawks it in the fucking head. And people are like, oh, don't fuck with nature. He has to
just
lie down.
Just fucking cock on the counter style.
He's
like,
fuck this, dude. And he just chops in the back. You know how much of an alpha male some of those native motherfuckers must have been?
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Some of those, like, fucking Kunta Kinte bitch. No, well, that's the wrong example. But, like, I don't know, man. There must have been some super fucking, like, Iroquois, a nuckchuck wearing.
No, I imagine you became chief for a reason.
No doubt. And he's probably like, whenever I think of Chief, I think of this old, like, weather worn man whose skin looks like old bark and like.
The elder.
You know, yeah, the elder. But there's got to be some, like, Kokua motherfucker from Pocahontas who is actually around, who's just walking around tall as fuck and just jacking fucking deer.
Yeah. Just probably buffalo.
The buck stops here.
Yeah.
It could have started as the buff Sopseer, and then they just reworded
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Well, over because, the years.
Listen, the reason we can speculate about this is because we have the information around. We know that they hunted deer. We know that they hunted buffalo. We know that they used modern-day English, you know, 500 years ago.
It's totally That's factual. All
these
factual.
Are all the things that we have known. Actually, you know what? They may have been speaking English by then, because, what, 1406 Jan Kaboke? Or 1460 Jan Kaboke? Or was it 1560?
I have no fucking idea.
It turns out he was, like, came, like, 1700. We just suck ass. Who knows? Who fucking? Who's in Jan Kaboe? I don't even know.
Neither do I.
I spent hours as a kid fucking memorizing all these explorers and shit. For what?
Yeah.
For what?
For this moment
who's
right
Lewis
here.
And Clark?
Right now. This
who's
is what
Lewis
it was
Clark?
For.
I don't even know. Do you remember social studies from grade six?
From grade six? Yeah. I don't know. It was probably shit about Louis Riel. And
yeah, that's another dude.
All that sort of stuff that was going on out east. That's I digress. This is not the Rafflecast.
This
people
is not
tune
what we're
in
talking.
For,
this
in for,
this
in
is
for.
Not
what
going
the
well.
Fuck?
We should just fucking change. Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to cover movie news. We're going to predict some upcoming movies. We're going to review a movie. We're going to commit to seeing a movie every so often. Celebrity gossip bullshit.
Yes.
It's important.
It is very direly important.
I want to know that Tom Green was spotted outside the Palm.
Yeah. And everybody wants to know that John Travolta's been rubbing his...
let that dude
Parts
play
up
some.
Against
let that dude play his dick. Has he not earned it? Has he not earned a little rub down? Listen, sometimes straight guys want to get hand jobs from masseuses.
From it male feels, masseuses.
It happens. Listen, female, you want to have a good massage. You know what feels great after a massage? A fucking dick rub.
No, you're obviously for gay marriage then.
No, I wouldn't get married. Listen, you want to tug? If you want to tug out Battlefield Earth in a fucking massage parlor, I'll let that happen. But if you want to commit your life under the eyes of God, no. Didn't Obama come out and say he's gay or something like that?
No, he said he supported gay marriage.
I don't know. I watch a lot of Fox News. I'm pretty sure they called him the homosexual president.
He has two children with his wife that he, I imagine,
Clay Aiken
nails
as a kid.
Often.
What's up now?
Yeah, so does Neil Patrick Harris.
He has a kid?
Yeah, he's got
does
a kid.
Does he have a chinky kid? Like a little one he sold
I don't know. I just know he has a kid.
Because Clay Aiken made this with his penis.
I was kind of thinking about this, and we did a big rant about it already, so I don't want to go into too much about gay marriage, but this is the thing that I think we didn't reiterate enough, and it this will help me make my point.
Yeah.
Church and state need to be separate.
Yes.
Entirely separate.
Yes.
So whatever you want to have as your religious idea of marriage, you can have whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
But if there's a state-sanctioned things that are given from quote-unquote marriage, well, then that has to be something that's separate from the two. You can't have one and the other. That's, it's like trying to say, it's same as the evolution argument.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same as the evolution
absolutely.
Argument.
I mean, I will say this as a religious person, like all joking aside here, I don't believe that gays should be married in the church. But I also don't believe Muslims should be married in a Catholic church. And I also don't believe that Hindus should be married in a Catholic church. I think Catholic church should... I think any church should be allowed to choose who they have in their thing. Mm-hmm. That's their fucking club.
That's their, yeah.
But I also think that gays should be able to start their own fucking church or go to a church that they can get married in.
Yeah.
But they should not have the right to get married in a church that doesn't want them there.
Yeah.
And I also think that... And if they get married at a courthouse, fucking let anyone who wants to marry anyone get fucking married.
Yeah.
Except for, in the case of incest, obviously.
Yeah, there's...
And,
there's some scientific issues that come up
okay,
with that.
Incest, pedophilia, and... I think that's where we draw the line.
And
but
bestiality.
Bestiality,
no marrying,
yeah. I mean, no animal
goats.
Has a sentience to fucking consent. So let's say that if you can't properly consent, if you're under the age of 18, or if you're an animal, or if you're retarded, you shouldn't be able to get married.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can retards get married, though?
They can, but I think do believe you have to have a certain level of mental capacity before
so
you're able
to... If someone's in a coma, you can't marry them.
Well, they can't say I do, can they?
No, that's true. So I say that, but I also believe that if we're going to be liberal about that form of gay marriage, we should be liberal about all forms of marriage, meaning polygamy. Meaning, marrying a fucking object if you have to.
Well, I think there's a big difference between polygamous and two people getting married that are the same sex.
I don't think so. I think
you're
that,
saying that one guy with 50 wives should be allowed to marry all 50 of those and have the same rights that everybody else gets by marrying people, and he can have 50 of those relationships with women, and that's the same as two girls getting married?
Yeah.
Fuck off. I'm just going to troll you now.
No, I'm not even trolling you. I honestly,
you are trolling me. Not, that's a fucking total troll.
I honestly think that if someone wants, if two guys love the same woman or two women love the same men and they all want to be in a joint communal relationship, I think they should be allowed to do that.
Well, I think, yeah.
I don't think we should put a limit on the number.
When you start to look at it like that in those circumstances, yes, there is more leeway. But I think when it comes to in most polygamous scenarios, it's not like that. It's usually one guy with a whole shitload of wives.
I think it's unfair to say that that's the case because we don't really know. The only thing I know about polygamy, I know from reading the Book of Mormon, from watching the TV show Big Love, and then watching the reality series Sister Wives.
And
the news, of course. Yeah, I mean, you hear about Roman and stuff in the news. But, as far as the Sister Wives are concerned, if I'm going to base everything off that TV show, they seem like a very normal, well-adjusted family that are a little unorthodox. And I don't think that we should arrest these people. They're nice fucking people. They go to church. They pay their bills. They're not on welfare. They help out their community.
Yeah,
they volunteer.
The difficulty that I have with that as someone who's intelligent and someone who's educated is that I can see through that, and I understand that the reason why they believe what they believe is because they've been indoctrinated to a certain standard and a certain understanding of reality.
Yeah.
And if they actually knew the truth, the scientific facts, because this is the one thing. You can have your own fucking opinions.
Yeah.
You cannot have your own facts.
True.
You cannot. And that's a fucking Ricky Gervais quote. But and that's the thing. So the issue I think that most people have with things like that is that it's the people in that scenario are being taken advantage of because they haven't been explained the truth of reality. It's growing up in North Korea,
man. What does it even mean, the truth of reality? Let's expand on
truth,
that.
The truth of reality would be access to information and understanding to a degree that is beyond, without control, being able to be free, having freedom, being able to make your own choices.
Yeah.
And when you are indoctrinated into something at a young age,
yeah,
you grow up with a belief system that is counterintuitive to reality. And you carry that with you. And that's how we end up in these scenarios with people from, different religious sects.
Sorry to interrupt, but that can be applied to almost anything, right? My aunt, I take her to the temple every weekend, and she goes and she burns some incense and she prays to this multi-armed statue,
yep,
and she offers him flowers, and she thinks that she's becoming healthier and happier and better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I don't think it's any different than these people believing that, oh, a happy life is a polygamous life. But to be fair, also, there's a woman in the Sister Wives show that wasn't raised that way. She was raised completely atheist, and then she fell in love with these people and wanted to be part of that family. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I would say first to your aunt, she's not harming anybody or anyone's lifestyles or livelihood or anything by doing that. That's something that's totally on her own. And I completely understand that. If you want to do that, by all means, go do that.
Yeah.
But when it comes, the issue that it comes into is that it's taking advantage of people who don't understand, and it's taking advantage of others. And that is when it becomes a problem. That's when it becomes a legal issue. And that's why there are laws in place to ensure that that doesn't happen. That's why there's laws in place for fucking, you can't there's statutory rape. There's other things like that. There's all these laws where you can't take advantage of somebody who doesn't have the capacity to understand.
I think that's an unfair assessment for those people though, because I think they do understand. I think that,
if they were born and raised in, Vancouver, British Columbia,
right,
and they went to public school and they didn't go to church, they would not have those belief systems and they would not be in that scenario.
You don't think that there would be anybody that would get married if they were let's just say hypothetically, there's got to be somebody. There's somebody out there. I even know a guy, and even myself, who's been in a relationship with multiple people at the same time. They all kind of knew about it and they were all comfortable with it.
You have to keep in mind, those were probably educated girls, but I guarantee you there was probably very few of them that were completely in a relationship with you committed.
Yeah.
They were probably fooling around with other guys and doing
how
other
dare
stuff.
You? Yeah. These women were saints.
Jesus, yeah, exactly.
No, so you can't, I don't think so. I honestly believe that it was monogamous in a weird way. But
I don't know, man. I think that that's way too... That's not even comparative. You can't even compare that, because the problem is indoctrination of children at a young age. That is fucked up.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with that. But I'm also saying that I think it's possible for people who aren't raised in that lifestyle, who aren't even Mormon, who aren't like let's ignore Mormons. Look at Alan Moore, one of our favorite authors. I mean, we fucking love Watchmen. We love the hell out of Vendetta. He was in a polygamous relationship for so long, right, with his mistress and his wife, because he couldn't marry both of them. And he wasn't really as religious. He's, you know, a very educated, fascinating writer, probably one of the best writers we've ever had in modern day literature. And I obviously a smart guy. He wrote
I'm not preaching the fact that you can't be in a like, if somebody wants to do it and there's other people that want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you can't do that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, like, if you got a wife and you guys are married, mm-hmm. and you want to go fuck other girls, and you tell her, and she's like, whatever.
Why not bring someone else into that relationship? What? Why is that divide? Like, why are we so staunch about, why are we liberal about gay marriage and then non-liberal? Why is it the number of people in it, rather, that makes it the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it, if it's more than two people in it, that makes it wrong?
Well, I would say that's something that's just, again, it's similar in the traditional sense that this has been something that's been carried down and passed down. But at the same time, like, I don't know, like, you have a point. You have a point. Like, yeah. I totally see your perspective.
Yeah.
But I think that in order to make it like legal,
yeah,
like to legally be allowed to be married to multiple people.
Yeah.
It's that. I don't think it'll ever happen.
I think it should. And like, the reason is, let's say hypothetically, that's fun to disagree. We're all able to disagree here, man. It's all like, it's all just a matter of preference, right?
Yeah.
And I think that there's good people out there that care about each other, that want to be in a relationship with more than just one person.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, man. Like, was it Itu Mama Tabien? Like, that's a polygamous relationship. And once again, Big Love is a polygamous relationship. I remember there was an episode of Big Love where Bill Paxton was, one of his wives got into like an accident, but since they weren't officially married, it couldn't get her health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's fucked, man. Like, she's been with him for like 20 years. Give him the fucking health insurance. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the issues where the whole marriage thing comes into play.
Yeah.
Is that there's a bunch of legally regulated things that you get from the government by being in a relationship, been married in a relationship that you don't get otherwise.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the biggest issue about like all of this stuff. And that's one of the problems why, you know, for example, you work for a company, you work for an employer, you and your spouse are usually covered by the health benefits or whatever it is. I'm married to hypothetically 50 women. Mm. I have 50 marriage licenses.
Yeah.
Are all 50 of these women covered by my company under their health insurance now?
I guess they could set a limit. They could be like, "Okay, we'll cover you for two.
We'll cover you for
two. Well, I mean, we set a dollar number for two
of your wives, but not all 50.
Actually, I don't even think that they cover you. It's based on the person. I think they cover you for a dollar amount with a company and health insurance.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure they do. So let's just say that they don't. Let's just change it to a dollar amount. Like, listen, we'll cover you up to $1 million. For you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Problem solved.
I don't know, man.
And if they like, it's almost,
I'm
like,
I'm not gonna put gay marriage and polygamy in the same fucking category.
I think we put them in the same category because both of them are liberal forms of marriage against the traditional norm that I think both should need to be respected or at least explored. You can dislike polygamy. You can think that the people that are doing it are don't know any better or that are dumb. And that's fair. You're allowed to think that. But I also think that people that, you know, wear salmon shirts are fucking retarded. You know, like I think onions are disgusting. I think anyone who cooks with onions is retarded. But like, I'm allowed to dislike something and still respect that other people may like it because I don't fucking know them, man. I can't pass judgment. Until I meet each person on an individual case-by-case basis, I don't even think it's that big of a problem. Like, I think it's more of a problem in the States than anything else. I think here in Canada, it would be like, there's like one guy or one girl and her boyfriend's quadriplegic. She wants to marry this other guy but wants to stay married to that dude as well. I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Well, I think it was in southern British Columbia, there was a whole bunch of cases of polygamy.
Because they escaped from fucking Iowa, right?
And Iowa. I don't remember.
Utah, yeah. They came up from Utah and they escaped and made a colony, essentially, in fucking Vancouver. And I don't believe, like, I think the whole colony thing's fucked, too. That's so strange. When you make a compound where you live with people, the same ideologies, religious ideas, like, well, I understand the benefit of something like that.
It's fucking cultish, man.
It is. Yeah, and you know what? I see that shit. There's this, I was in Kenya and we were in like some weird backroads place going to the coast.
Yeah.
And we found, like, we drove past this giant compound with these walls that I swear to you were 20, 25 feet tall.
Yeah.
Beautiful stone structures. It looked like a goddamn castle and stretched for blocks. Like, it was city blocks. It was huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, oh, that's a Muslim compound. All the Muslims live in there. They have their own little city and it's walled in and you could only get in or out if you're part of that family.
Yeah.
And it was essentially, it must have been somewhat incestuous. Like, you had to marry your cousins essentially because you're only living in a town of maybe a couple thousand people in this compound.
Mm.
That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, dude. Well,
and like, they can't leave or go. Like, that's so strange.
Yeah.
I don't think we should ever have a case where people have to stay in a certain area to benefit. And that's why I also don't like reserves. I think reserves are a dumb idea. Like, oh, you have to live on this plot of land or else we're not going to give you money. Fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're going to give people money for taking their land, give them some fucking money and let them reinvest it in the fucking into the economy.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? How about everyone is equal? It's been a few hundred years. Slavery's gone. Taking people's land is gone. So like, well, I mean, for the most part, let's just call it today. You know, it's fucking 2012. Let's all go blank slate. Maybe that's what the Mayans wanted, for all of us to finally be equal. And we'll never be equal.
Yes, the slaughtered Mayans who are no longer
around. I mean, there's still fucking Mayans around. They still speak Mayan. They're just weird. And Mayan's a weird sounding language, man. Holy shit. So when it comes to like, let's draw the line in the sand now. Everyone is now equal. When you give someone a benefit or a disadvantage based on the color of their skin or rather their ethnicity, that's racism, man. I don't care if it's good or bad. There's good racism and there's bad racism. You know, you can think a black guy is cool because he's black and wearing, you know, fucking whatever it is that you think it may be cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never think black people are cool because how can dying from AIDS be cool? What I really am concerned about is like with Native Americans is if we keep giving them this inequality, how are they ever going to adapt to the society?
Well, the big thing that they'll come back and say is that they shouldn't have to. They had their own society here before we ever fucking showed up, and we took their land and so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that, like, this is a really simplified, you know, discussion about it, because each scenario and each place is a little bit different and a little bit, you know, it's not all the same. You know, in the States, for example, you know how they got rid of the Native Americans?
Killed them.
No, well, that was part of it. Yeah. They slaughtered all the buffalo.
Yes.
They went and slaughtered all the buffalo because the buffalo was the Native Americans' economic trading value. Yep. That's how they survived once all the Caucasians came over here.
And that's how they got the people to start working for them, because the Native Americans originally were like, well, we don't need to work for you.
Yeah.
We have our own resources.
Yep.
It would be like aliens coming here and blowing up all our oil reserves.
Exactly.
And be like, fight us now,
yeah,
bitch.
Exactly. That's like, now fight against us.
Can we
that's
make a
really
a
good
movie?
Fucking
Let
analogy,
know,
man.
No, that was good.
That's a really good one, man. Oh, it'd be up there with Avatar. It's just, we'll retell the Dances with Wolves story at the same time. There'll be like an alien that comes and like into our culture and like tries to like infiltrate, and then that person is trying to like help us. Meanwhile, the aliens are destroying our oil reserves.
Totally. And know what I hate? I you said something earlier that was they came first. That's their argument. But I don't think that the dibs thing really holds any fucking water with me. I don't care if you're here first. For example, if I cared about who's first, I'd have to let every girl or every guy that my girlfriend's fucked fuck her because he's been there first.
Yeah, well, she's
dated some retarded douchebags that she let put their dick inside of her, and I would not like that to happen ever again.
Well, it comes down to more of a, you know, there comes a point where we start discussing, like, socio-economical society as a whole,
right,
and discussing how things work. Like, you know, before the modern age, literally, we'll just fucking show up where you live and kill you if you don't do what we tell you to do.
Yeah.
And we'll kill everyone here. And now it's our fucking house.
Yes.
It was savage, man.
It's a barbarian attitude. Well, it's because, like, you gotta also think that they didn't do this to people they thought were humans. They never saw anyone like them. Physically, they looked different. To them, they looked as different to Europeans as, you know, Bondo apes did. So to them, they weren't actually people. So I understand why they did it. I'm not saying what they did was right, obviously. It's fucking retarded. But to them, in their minds, they truly believed that they were not people. So they could just do shit like that.
Yeah.
Like when I go up to an anthill and I stomp it as a kid.
Yeah.
I did it because I wanted to see the thing crumble. It looked fucking cool. And like the ants go crazy. And like, yeah, I mean.
Going ballistic, man.
Totally. And that's essentially what they thought they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not to say they're justified or anything, but...
Well, and that's the other issue, too, is, like, you know, and this becomes, like, a human rights issue.
Yes.
It's, like, what are human rights? And then, again, to say any humans own a piece of land or own that, like, yeah. How can you make that statement or justification? Like, from, an economic standpoint, from a social standpoint, you have structures in place, you have law enforcement to ensure that if somebody rightfully owns a piece of land, no one can go and steal it from them.
Right.
Like, these constructs that we've created help us have a thriving society.
Yes.
To create amazing technologies like what we're using to record this right now. Without all these things in place, we wouldn't be here, which is fucking amazing,
yeah,
for starters.
Shit like this does not, like, podcasts don't exist without plots of land,
yeah,
first.
Exactly.
Right?
But it gets to a point where we've evolved so much intellectually, yeah, that we need to start coming up with new ways for resource distribution,
yeah,
for education,
yeah,
and so many different things. And we're sort of coming to that point right now in society as we sort of start to hit the beginning strides of the massive digital age that's going to be, like,
you're right. And you know what the big part of that was when we had the ability to communicate with each other, we started realizing that people on the opposite side of the planet are a lot like us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's guys in China that are equally as excited about the Dark Knight as I am.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like it doesn't matter where you are. And now that we have the internet, people can actually talk to you and see and understand what these people, where these people are and what they're like. And now we no longer will have that situation where, you know, even though we were advanced in, like, the 70s and 80s and stuff, people on the other side of the planet were still a very foreign thing to us, in the sense that we do call them foreign people, and there obviously was racism and stuff, but also we didn't, because you don't see it, you don't think about it, and it's the like the mind's way to kind of comprehend. Like, our brains are not designed to grasp 6 or 7 billion people,
yeah,
on a worldwide scale. We're designed to fit a tribe,
yeah,
of literally 50 people. That's the mind's max.
Our clan,
yeah,
so
our
to
clan.
Speak. Yeah.
So when we look at the, and then now that we're getting this broader scope, we start to realize, like, although we never really thought about it, because, like, oh, let's take care of us and fuck them. Like, oh no, they're just like us. And I could have easily been born over there, had a twist of fate, been different.
Well, and now everything is so interconnected. The,
yeah,
globalization of the entire planet has implications across the board in everyone's lives. If, mm-hmm, something happened in China, if there was a massive earthquake, or if there was that killed millions and millions and millions,
Japan,
of people,
yeah,
like, look what just happened in Japan. Was it Taiwan, where they had, like, an earthquake and all the
hard drive
prices
Thailand,
in,
yeah,
North America skyrocketed, doubled, tripled in prices?
Doubled, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
and some prices tripled. Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm talking about economic things, but these are things that everybody is affected by now. You,
yeah,
know, we all rely on each other.
We have a global community, and it's on a global scale. We have a global market, essentially.
Yeah, we do. And so it's the beauty of it is that in most cases, it's in everyone's best interest to help one another.
Right. And then the horror of it is that there's always going to be that one douchebag, America, that's going to fuck it for everyone.
Well, there's always people that are there to take advantage,
yeah,
of those less fortunate.
And that's totally America. I mean,
well,
America is a teenager in terms of its how old the country is, and it acts like a fucking teenager on the worldwide scale.
Well, it's difficult to just put all of it on America, but I would say that corporations...
A lot of it, yeah.
Corporations would have more, you know, whether they're corporations from the UK, Canada, America,
China,
wherever. Yeah, China. Yeah. It's basically... You know, and this is kind of weird to think about as well. You know, we as North Americans in Canada take for granted so much. There's so many people over in China and other countries where they work 16 to 18 hours a day,
mm-hmm,
every week. They had no time off and they barely make enough money or get enough food to survive, to live off,
yeah,
of. And we're over here, you know, and those people just slaved away to build their iPhone. Meanwhile, their friend just jumped off the roof of that building where they were building these things.
And landed in a safety net. Thanks, Foxconn.
But that's the thing, like, you know, and it's weird to think, but our society is like the society that we live in, like as a on the global scale, is based on haves and have-nots.
Yes.
And the haves take advantage of the have-nots.
The 10% of the haves. You know, that's essentially it. Like, there's the people... Remember, most people on the planet are fucked. Most of them.
Well, it's weird because, you know, we talk about in North America, it's like, oh, we're the 1% or we're the 99% and the 1% control everything. Well, if you want to go a little bit further,
we're the 1%.
We are still probably, you know, in that 1 to 10%. The rest of the 90% of the world is still fucked. Like, you know, it's just weird when we come from such a privileged society and, you know, the amount of gratitude that I think that everyone here gives is just kind of sad. But at the same time, it's like we almost need to be ungrateful to a certain extent to ensure that the rights and freedoms that we have don't get taken away from us. And I don't mean that in a sense of by taking advantage of other people, but I mean that if we're not careful, we'll lose all of the advantages that we have and we'll end up in that, you know, rest of the 90% of the world.
The biggest thing holding us back from making this world work is us. Like, we have all the resources, all the brain power, all the time in the world, essentially, to make society what it should be. But what's holding us back is really high-level douchebags.
Yeah.
And apathy. Apathy is another thing. You know what I mean? Like, just because you watched a Coney vid does not mean you saved a kidnapper. Essentially. I think, let's not get back to that.
Well, I'd say that, I would say that in my opinion, at least, I've become a lot less apathetic in regards to, various political things in Canada. And that is mostly stemming from the fact that the Canadian government is trying to fuck with my internet. I've been on the internet since that shit was fucking first around. I was one of the first people in the town I lived in to get it. This was back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was running this on a black and white Mac, for fuck's sakes, running it on Telnet. I helped build that goddamn thing, building websites when I was in grade 6. Yeah. And if you want to start fucking with net neutrality and messing with my internet, we are going to come out screaming. It was like, fucking, you know, when they tried to pass SOPA in the States, Google, fuck you. Wikipedia, fuck you.
And
like,
now we have
everybody.
Bill 38 here. And
yeah, Bill C-38. They're trying to pass that right now. Did you hear what the leader of the Green Party said she's going to do?
What?
Okay, so because she doesn't actually have a party, but she won her seat, she's not allowed to sit on any committees. But she's allowed to submit as many amendments to any bills as she wants.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? Well, they have to vote on it to go through. But every time she does an amendment, it takes 15 minutes for them to do a vote. So she's going to do so many amendments to that bill that it's going to be impossible for them to pass that bill before they take the summer break.
Filibustering.
She's totally just fucking with them. And I laughed my ass off when I read that article. I think it's amazing they're doing that.
Green Party is sure to vote. Like, that's the only issue I care about. Like, take my money, take my freedoms. Take. You want to invade my privacy and read every email I've ever written? Go for it. You'll be bored as fuck. Like, a lot of it's like, hey, man, you see Avengers? Yeah, it was so sweet. Totally. Have fun. Whatever government asshole has to read those emails, have fucking fun. Like, I don't, like, my civil liberties, like, oh, I want this privacy. I have nothing to really keep private. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh no, they're going to find out that, you know, I may have got drunk on the weekend or maybe smoked a little weed or whatever.
Well,
I
don't think it's so much that people have an issue with the government being able to access information of people who they need to access information of. Yeah. But there needs to be checks and balances in place. And what Bill C-38 allows is basically no checks and balances.
Yes.
Basically, the government could be like, we are going to check everything about this guy right here. Yeah. We don't have fucking reason to, but guess what? This law allows us to not have to have a reason.
Right. And you know, that's where the big divide comes in. Yeah, check whatever you want, but the minute you try to fucking touch me for what I do, I will slap the shit out of you.
You slap the shit out of the government.
I will fucking bitch slap that fucking cunt so hard who tries to pass that fucking bill.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I mean, working, I think as far as like the stuff that I've done online, the work with Anonymous has to be by far the most rewarding, or very least the most interesting. And keep in mind, to be part of the Anonymous Army, you don't have to be an amazing programmer. You might just have a spare computer lying around that they just need to access to help with a bot, like a Telnet bot.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you need to do, and you're part of something bigger. That's us voting.
Personally, I'm not getting involved in any of that shit.
Yeah, neither have I, allegedly. But,
well, like, the thing is that what they stand for, I understand it. Yes, I'm all about all that stuff in as far as what they're doing. But in my own time and what I'm going to do, I'm going to support it in ways that I can, in a more upfront, visual level in rounding up support from my friends, from my support groups.
I'm going to retweet it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to vote on it. I'm
going to be involved. And that's the main thing,
I'm
man.
I'm going to send a letter to my MLA and to our, you know, our...
Because that's the biggest thing. If everyone was involved, if everyone was way more involved, we wouldn't need things like Anonymous. We wouldn't need those things.
And you could get... all the things I listed, you can do in 20 minutes. You can write the letter to the three people you need to. I have the list of the emails. We'll fucking put them up on awfulcast.com. Just go, click those emails, send the same fucking email, be like, I don't support this. Sign the fucking bill against C-38 and then vote on the next election. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
And you've exercised your right and you fought against what these assholes trying to take away your civil liberties. I don't want to be told that, listen, you know what? Shaw owns the internet. Shaw has a stake in, EA.
Mm-hmm.
EA? No, I don't even fucking know. Let's just say Bethesda. They have a source in Bethesda. And then I'm going to play Diablo all fucking night. And the other people are going to be playing, you know, some Forgotten Realms
Fallout
game
3.
Fallout 3. But now these guys playing Fallout 3 get better internet because Shaw has a stake in that. Yeah, Scrim.
Skyrim.
No, Scrim. Fuck that game. Those guys playing that game get better internet than me that I pay the same amount for.
Exactly.
Because I can't. It's, you know what? Let's look at a real world example. Ralph Klein vetoed getting a bus put out in Fort McMurray, railway. It's like any type of like quick train access.
High speed railway
from Fort McMurray to site. And they kept stopping any type of fast, like quick transportation. Why? Because his wife owned Diversified, and Diversified had the bus contract. So instead of saving on fossil fuels, making a green energy way that's more efficient, faster, and cheaper to use.
And probably saved how many lives if they would have done it.
Oh my God, could you imagine? Growing up since I was a kid, 23 people have died on that road.
Oh yeah.
That's one person a year has died on that road. And that may not sound like a lot, but we are a tiny community up there.
Oh yeah.
A very small community. And one person a year is dying, that's a big fucking deal to us. On a worldwide scale, think about it this way. If 1 million people died every single year, or no, more than that, 25 million people died every year, that's the same as one person dying a year in Fort McMurray on that cosm. Compare 7 billion to where 25 million is the same as one compared to people that work at site. Like, that is insane. Not only that, an amazing, amazing... like a person. Like, we have this highway called Highway 63, the most northernmost highway of its time back in the 1960s. It's been a single lane, or double lane rather, pretty much essentially since its inception, and has never been twinned, although we've dumped money into it.
Tons of money. They've been trying to twin that thing for fucking forever. Long as I can remember.
And why? Because people keep dying on it. And it's... Listen, 23...
Someone just died on that road a couple weeks ago.
And listen, on the road of Frank Murray, like, there's been more than just the 23 that I've mentioned, just the 23 that I know of, essentially.
Yeah.
There's been a lot more, but I mean, 23 people that I'm connected to have died on that road.
Yeah.
That's not counting all the other people who died on that road. Highway 63, that number goes up to the fucking hundreds.
Yeah.
That is insane. Like, if 173 people have died on a highway, you'd think they'd fucking fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't twinned it. And someone very close to me, one of my cadets... I won't get too much into it out of respect, but just an amazing human being and a good friend died on that fucking road. A young kid coming down to Edmonton for like a weekend to do some work, and he is completely sober, slept well the night before, you know, paying attention on the road, both hands on the wheel. Some other asshole swerves off, drunk, kills him.
Yeah.
And that guy survives.
Well,
that's the type of road we have set up right now.
You know, they said even after the most recent car accident where a bunch of people died, that
it was 8 people or something like that.
The next weekend when they went out with speed traps, people were still doing 140, 150 kilometers an hour. They were passing on the inside. There's not even a second lane, but they're passing on the inside on the curb, essentially, you know, at the speeds of like 100 kilometers an hour.
Oh, absolutely. And like,
it's pretty sick, the traffic and the way that they managed to do that. Like, I the weird thing for me is just like, there's got to be a better way. Build a fucking bullet train from Edmonton up to Fort McMurray. Spend $1 billion, the amount of money that comes out of the oil field every single year from that one part of Canada, has enough money to fucking do that.
Has enough money to bankroll all of Canada for 4 years.
Yeah, it has been for how many of the last years, man?
Well, I mean, it's been paying for New Brunswick and Nova Scotia and all these other countries. But like, I'm looking up now, 46 people, so nearly 50 people died in the last 4 years.
Last 4 years, yeah.
4 years. Yeah. 50 people.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe that? In 4 years, 50 people died?
Yeah, on that one tiny highway. Yeah. Going to one small community in northern Alberta.
We focus more on celiac disease and less people die from fucking that.
Yeah.
You know, we have like gluten-free everything everywhere and less people die from celiac disease than fucking this shit. Isn't that unbelievable?
It's priorities, man. It's all about priorities.
But why is it our priority? Like, why aren't human... Like, it should go in a level of priority. Human lives at stake. Let's do that first. No, it should be at the bottom. Money, man.
It should be.
Like, that should be the last priority. Yeah. But, unfortunately, it's the first priority and the only priority.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying that as capitalist pigs ourselves, but... I mean, we could sit here and speculate all we want, but at the very least, if this conversation is like someone down in fucking Australia is listening to this and they're like, holy shit, that many people die on that highway. At least we got that out. At least they know that shit can get fucking bad.
Yeah.
You know, and if that makes them appreciate life a little bit better and that they are a little bit nicer to someone else and they just keep paying that forward, then fuck, man, we've done our job.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's not even our job. The fact that a couple of kids have to sit around a goddamn computer monitor speaking into a couple of mics and that have a solution for Canada that really works in a deep way, and the retards that have spent their whole lives working towards it can't figure this shit out is so pathetic.
Yeah.
And this isn't like something that's controversial. It isn't one of those things like, oh, you know, it's going to... We've done the environmental impact surveys. We've done all... We have all the funding. It's just a matter of fucking doing it. Just do the fucking thing. Like, how is that that hard?
It's money, man.
We're going to have to cut all of this and put this into the uncut.
Welcome to Rafflecast Uncut. Hope you guys enjoyed. Have a good night.